This is an interview with Postmaster James Dunn, who has been in Westboro as postmaster for how long? When did you start?
As postmaster, 12 years ago, 1972.
And how long have you lived in Westboro?
53 years.
All right, so you remember a lot. That's I'm going to use your memory as well. Right now, as far as post office goes, how many people are employed?
25.
Worked in the post office for 28 years?
28 years.
All right, since
27. I guess I'm in my 28th year. So
right now, however, there are 25 working in the post office.
Full-time employees.
Full-time.
There are also two or three casual-type employees.
And how many trucks do you have, or mail carry?
Six trucks and four carrier supply their own vehicles.
Six trucks.
Six government trucks and four carriers supply their own vehicles.
Which means they...
A total of 10 vehicles.
Their own vehicles, it's their own personal cars that they're doing?
They rent them, or the government pays them per diem.
Okay. And how many pieces of mail or so do you handle per day?
Per day we handle 910,000 pieces per month. Every 28 days we add 910,000 pieces.
That's a lot of mail. A great deal of mail. And is there an income that you figure out? I have no idea how a police post office works as far as you report an income that was in annual reports
sure.
Way back. There was an income.
Sure, right. The it's worked in a court on total revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And the Westboro Post Office's total revenue for years approximately $4 million. That's the profit of the U.S. Post Office in Westboro.
Profit?
Well, that's revenue.
Revenue, sure.
After you take off
out
the...
your expenses, right? That's sounds good.
We're in the money.
We're doing
here.
All right.
We're in the black in Westboro.
Tell me how it grew. Well, why are we doing well in Westboro? What has changed? Some of the things...
The high-tech growth, the industrial growth, the business base for the town has increased so dramatically. That
since... When is the biggest growth? Was it the 70s or when would you...
Well, it has increased. The revenue has increased in the office $3 million in 10 years, so it'd be about approximately... It's been averaging $250,000 a year over
okay.
The last 10 years, probably.
So really since the beginning
it's
of...
It's just been a steady
growth. Steady growth.
Since...
1972 or 3.
Sure, since 1972.
And how is the post office different now from when you joined it in 1956?
In size?
Well, where? Location, for one thing.
And this is the second location I've been in. It was originally at 35 Summer Street. And the quarters became too small, so they built this post office here on East Main Street.
When was this built?
18 years ago. We're in our 18th year of... Years we won't be here. I think it's...
You think 1965 it came to this East Main Street?
Let me look at the plaque out front.
That's
Mr.
Okay.
Nixon dedicated in 1965.
All right. And do you know when the one in Summer Street began?
We were there approximately 15 years. So we probably moved there in 1950, and before there it was at 1 East Main Street that is now Dorothy Hickox building. It was there for as long as I can remember. So, and that was built by the Fox family.
Oh, what?
And given
okay.
to the government for, I think I'm right on that. But I'm not,
right. They did a lot in town in any case. And
yes,
before
sir,
that,
yeah.
It was at the Keating building for what, a small
mm-hmm.
time?
Way
I know.
Before my time.
You were going way back, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where the Keating building is?
Which is, well, it's Bay State
bowling
alley, except I'd never been in it. I didn't know there really is a bowling alley in there.
Mm-hmm.
What is it used for? Is it just...
Recreation and offices upstairs. It's the part of the recreation program for Bay State Appraisal. It used to be, they used to have that in the country club, of course. They sold the country club to the town for had offered it to the town 10 years previously for $1.
All right, and when going back to 1956, how many people were in the post office then? Or how many could handle all the mail? Half? Half the amount?
Probably 10 to 12 people.
Right, and not the volume?
No, not any. There are only about 4 routes there now. There are now 9 routes, so it's doubled in routes. The average is 400 or 500 deliveries, probably 500 deliveries on a route. So.
So that's, you're dealing with households, almost 4,500
households? Yeah, almost 5,000, probably 4,500.
4,500, okay.
Households.
And then there are people that have boxes here too, right?
Those are mostly businesses.
But that number has grown as well.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. 700 or 800 boxes rented. Probably have 600 here and 100 at the detached unit at 18 Lyman Street.
That's a new a detached unit is a new concept for a post office.
Yeah, community, or CPO, community post office, detached unit, convenience center, CC. They give them all kinds of names.
When was that open?
A year ago.
1981.
Two.
Right. Detached unit. Just
convenience center or community post office. It's not really a community post office. It's an unmanned unit.
That's right. So all I went in there was hoping to get a stamp.
You can buy stamps there. There were vending machines.
Yeah. Somehow not in the denomination I wanted, I'm
yeah,
sure
I know
at the
it's
time.
Always wrong, right?
So there is just boxes and some vending machines.
Vending
right?
machines. It's an unmanned unit.
All right. Now, as far as mail, number of mails going in and out, I know way back when the trains went through, there were a lot of mails. Just mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. how do mails go
all
in and out?
All by truck.
All by truck. And is there a certain number?
Mm-hmm. Oh. There are 5 receipts and, let's see, 5 receipts and dispatches per day. All mail destined and emanating from Worcester. Destinating to and emanating from Worcester, which is the hub. Previous to that, I used to come on train.
Okay, can you tell me about the train situation, how that...
Okay. All mail used to go on the train. It used to be picked up by a contractor. Finn Okada was his name, was a town character here for years. And he had the Railway Express route and the mail contract route. And what used to happen was that Railway Express was before UPS. They used to handle a lot of parcels, as did the post office. Mm-hmm. Over the years, of course, UPS has taken a lot of the business away. And he used to handle all that.
No, that would be all packages, all. Mm-hmm. And what would he do, for instance?
He would have one of those 4-wheel carts that used to be in railroad stations with the high stakes on the side of them, and he would roll that up to the baggage car and take off the mail and the packages. And then he would truck it in his pickup truck from the railroad station to whichever, you know, Dorothy Hickox Building, 1 East Main or 35 East Main Street. He did that for years.
This is when the depot was on, used here in East
yes.
Main Street. And then would he deliver the packages himself then?
No, the post office would. Well, he would deliver the Railway Express packages. Mm-hmm. And the post office, of course, would deliver their own. Railway Express was a private company like UPS is today.
He actually got the mail from the train mm-hmm. to you at the post office. And how often did the train bring mail in and out?
Well, I think it was approximately 3 to 4 times a day, probably.
Because
in the trains that didn't stop here, the first class and special delivery mail used to be put in a catcher pouch.
Okay. All right. Catcher?
Catcher pouch.
C-A-T-C-H-E-R, catcher?
Which was an iron stand by the side of the railroad with two
By the depot or the tracks?
Right up here. It used to be right here, I think.
Right near the railroad bridge.
By the railroad bridge. And it used to have two arms on it that were horizontal to the ground. And between those two arms, we used to hang the mail. And there used to be a metal arm that would sweep by on the train in the baggage car, the mail car, sweep that pouch into the train, and they would have men working the railroad cars who would sort and distribute that mail as they were on their way to Albany, New York.
So the mail was sorted
in the railroad
car. And it arrived in Albany, and then?
Well, they would throw it off along the way, anywhere along the way that, you know, they would throw it off at Worcester or Springfield, if it was going to Springfield, Great Barrington or Pittsfield, depending what train it was. It was a Boston and Albany train, with its ultimate destination, of course, being the Midwest, Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, Buffalo, New York, and those places.
So it was all train. This was
a train.
And all mail was on the train till, mm-hmm. till when? Or was it a slow transition? Or? So that it continued after the passenger mail stopped. And then
who was still passing the trains? Not any, I guess. No, after the passengers. I think the trucks probably came in between 55 and 60. Some of them started coming in. Maybe 55 to 60, mm-hmm. in that area.
Okay, so. Now, the same thing would happen as far as packages and everything else. It would be, I heard that there was a mail run from the airport once. Or did you ever hear of air mail from Westboro? There must have been one special run, I guess. Maybe it was only once that they took up a piece of mail.
Bill Hogan would give you a lot of it.
I think he might have known that.
And then, he knows a lot. He's really good.
Because he was the... But tell me when you were here. Now, when did you come to Westboro in 19... What?
Did I come to Westboro personally?
Mm-hmm.
I was born. I'm a native.
Good. All right. So now you remember a lot of things that I want to ask you about. The fact that as long as you could remember, the post office was at Hickox Building, which was it was just called Westboro Post Office then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The entire building. It's a good-looking building. Mm-hmm. So... And then it moved over to Summer Street. And downtown, what do you remember some of the stores and things downtown growing up?
Oh, gee, there were a lot of stores along South Street right now where, beginning on South Street, probably beside Blaise's Drugstore, there was a fish and chip store, and there was a Chinese laundry with a Chinaman who lived in the back room. And he was there for years.
And Kim... Did people bring all their shirts to him?
Mostly shirts that he would hand to all the shirts. He was there for years.
I miss him. It's too bad he's not around now. You don't know how long, when he left, particularly when that changed.
Probably around 1950, I would say. They tore those buildings down.
So it's a whole group of stores.
Right.
Kind of where Cumberland Farms is, or
no, in between Cumberland Farms and the alley beside the second edition shop,
mm-hmm.
and going into the alley to the left hand side, there were two or three little stores there. And across the street there, where the the wash and wear place, there used to be an old big old building. There used to be Creamer's Furniture. It used to be a big old building. Beside that, there were mostly residences on that side of the street.
Mm-hmm. What's this fish and chips place? Was it a little restaurant?
Yeah, it was Captain White's or something they called it.
Okay.
His son went to school here. His son graduated from school here. Ralph White graduated in 1944, went on to become the student
And let's say downtown, as far as where you buy clothes or where you buy Main Street?
Oh, yeah, Main Street there, where probably Main Street, Swan's, up and down from the town of Swan's.